Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
My hope is never in me and my ability or anything I can find in me. It's never that. It's all because of what he did in him. I have one place to come, and that's surrender and trust and faith in him. End of the story. My trust is 100% in what God has done through Jesus Christ. Oh, I pray that everyone here has come to that place where you've recognized what your life in this world is really about. If that's what you want, you will perish. But that's not what God wants. God loved you enough to open a door for a new beginning. May God help us to live that out, to realize what really come to realize what happened. All right, so that's why we're sure. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. Oh, we think we've got to do it over and over and over and try harder and all these kinds of things that the devil gets us going around in the, you know, the hamster wheel, as it were. And we all run into that at times. My God, help us. He died once. I'll tell you, when we truly come to him and give him our hearts, something happens in the economy of God, and then God wants to teach us how to live that out. But we have everything we need in him. He didn't die and die again and die again and die again. There's a one-time death. It has to play out, but He died once to do what? To break the power of sin. You want to know why the devil hates the blood of the cross? That's the heart of his defeat. He engineered his end. Thank God there will be a time when he will be no more. Thank God. All right? Now that he lives for the glory of God. We who had no power to do that now have power to live in a way that shows off his glory, his grace. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. See, God wants us first to get a hold of the facts of what happened. That we are dead, we have the power. Boy, that takes some work for God to get us to really begin to see it that way. That's how he sees it. He doesn't just see you as the mess you think you are. God sees you as his child, redeemed, finished, because he knows that he's able to do the whole job. He hasn't left any of it up to my power and my resources, but rather given me everything I need to get there. So this is all about the facts. God wants us to understand what really happened on that weekend. Thank God for the cross, but it didn't stop there. Thank God for the tomb, because that's where everything of my old life got left, if I can only see it. That's where I am. I need to reckon on that. I need to count it so, just like you count that you have money in the bank when you write a check, if you still do. Anybody here write checks anymore? But you know what I mean anyway. You young folks, it's all different now. I get that. But there's a reckoning. There is a counting it so. There is a dependence upon a fact. The fact is you died. And we can begin to write checks on that divine account that God has given to us. To him be the glory. That's what happened. I died. That's where I'm at. But I didn't stay there. When he came forth, I came forth. I have a brand new life. I don't deserve that. I didn't do anything to earn that. Praise God. So, what's the result of those facts and trying to wrap our brains around that and asking God to make it more and more real? Where do we go with that? Verse 12. Do not let sin control the way you live. That's pretty plain, isn't it? So now he's getting past the facts and why he did what he did. Now, okay, we still got to live a life here. And there's a principle in this world and in these bodies that we still inhabit that hates God, wants its own way. Who's in charge in a practical sense? So now it's not just the facts that God wants us to know, but what do we do with them? And obviously, we begin to see that we have choices to make, don't we? Do we have the power to make that choice? Yeah. So now it gets down to, will we? I need the Lord to help me, don't you? But didn't he say he works in us to will and to do? Yeah, he's faithful. He's never going to not do his part. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Okay, so that, what do I do instead? Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. I pray I'm talking to a lot of people who have new life. Oh God, if you don't, there is nothing more important than you coming to that place where you are born of His Spirit, where you understand the cross, the grave, and the resurrection. And it becomes something where you are a part, you are a sharer in everything that happened. It wasn't just what happened to him. It needs to happen to you and me. Thank God. And I'll tell you, once we're his, he's not going to give up. Thank God. So anyway, as I said, do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God. Why? For you were dead, but now you have new life. So what's the result of that? So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right. Now, why should I do that? For the glory of God. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? We say that, and I believe in the measure we get that. But oh, how self-centered we are. How much do we do that's really about us? God's got some work to do, but he's doing it. But oh, he wants us to get these truths in such a way that they begin to carry us. We understand what God is doing, and we can realize that his power is really actually with us. He actually does love us. We really were there on that first Easter morning. We were there just as surely as we were in Adam. We were in Christ, and it's just a matter of time before that life was reproduced, and here we are. But that's the life that was born in everyone who's truly born again of his Spirit. All right. Do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Does that mean, I'll read the next verse. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize? So now he gets to another thing. We start with the facts of what happened on resurrection morning. We came forth. It was a new beginning. We partook of that when we joined him from our whole heart and said, I'm with him. I get God's purpose. I was there rightfully so when he died. I want the resurrection. That's the life I want. Now we learn how to live it out. But in living it out, there are choices we make. When something else appeals to us, we have to learn how to say no and realize we have the power to say no. We're no longer slaves. So now he gets to the why. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey. So now it gets into a practical thing. If Satan appeals, if my old nature, let's say, what's left of it in this body appeals to me and I agree with that, does that old nature have any right to me? It died. And of course, Paul is using a natural illustration because, you know, sadly, slavery has been a fact in human history. And there was a time when there were slave markets, literal slave markets, where human beings were bought and sold and owned to serve people's interests. But suppose that one day someone came and bought you from your old slave master and then set you free and gave you a whole new life. Okay? Legally, you're free. That's the facts of the case. But what happens when the old slave master comes around and starts barking out orders? What happens if you say, "Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am," and you go and you start acting as though the slavery still existed? For all practical purposes, you make yourself a slave of your old master. That's what God is trying to set us free from. To recognize what happened at the cross, the new beginning, and the grave. To recognize the new life. To recognize what that has set us free to be able to do. To learn to choose. But to realize there are consequences to our choices. Everyone here has the power to serve God, if you will. And we have the power, if we make the wrong choices, to begin to serve the old nature and the nature that's in this world. And if we do, not good, is it? And of course, Paul uses this just as a kind of an illustration. But the point is, what happens? Let's jump down to verse 20. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. That was your life. What was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now, you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves to God. Now, you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. So you got two different, and then he sums it up in the well-known scripture, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Don't you love the fact that he uses the word gift in there? Constantly reminding us that we don't deserve any of this. But I'll tell you, we can choose things that bring trouble in our lives. And God has made every provision in what happened that first Easter morning for you and I, you and me, to begin to live in a different kind of a life. And that's what the Christian life is about, is learning that.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.